Professor Mandel, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell me, looking at your new job, what are your feelings? What's it like to come to Williams College?
Oh, it is so exciting, and the welcome, the warm outreach from the Williams community, the faculty, students, staff, and alumni community and surroundings has really been overwhelming and a wonderful feeling.
And what is your background in academia?
So I'm a professor of history and Judaic studies. I work on very modern, almost contemporary history, and particularly on minorities in France, Muslim, Jewish, and Armenian ethnic and religious minorities in France.
When you were first approached about taking over the reins at Williams, what was your response to that?
Excitement, curiosity, interest. Of course, Williams is a highly esteemed institution in higher education, which I knew well, and I myself come from a small liberal arts college originally. I got my BA at Oberlin College in Ohio. And so I felt also really an affinity with the mission of Williams College and was very excited to hear about this possible opportunity there.
How would you describe your brand of leadership?
Collaborative, I think, is probably the main word I would use. One of the things I really value about universities and colleges is the broad number of invested and intelligent and engaged individuals who make up these communities. And of course, I mean the students, but also obviously the faculty, the staff, really everyone who makes up the university community has something to offer. And I would say my style of leadership is to tap into their areas of expertise and really to work with them so that we can collectively move the college forward.
So in the spirit of that collaborative ideology, how do you plan to sort of establish relationships on campus as you settle into this role?
That's a good question. It's very early, of course. I've not set foot in on campus as president-elect yet, so my very first step will be to do that and to begin to meet people. And to build relationships, to talk to different constituents and get a sense of what they think is special about the institution. I'm not even formally moving into the role until July 1st, so I'll be spending the interim periods visiting and getting to know folks that way, and then obviously really increasing the intensity of that once I move to Williamstown.
Around the country and at Williams College, there's been a lot of debate about freedom of speech on college campuses. And what are your thoughts on that issue?
Look, this is a big issue across higher ed at the moment. There really is not an institution that isn't in some way grappling with it. It's in some ways the question of our age in higher ed. We're one of a couple that are really animating colleges and university campuses at the moment. Many of us who have had an invested professional life in these universities and college spaces, I'm somebody who believes that that we need to have wide discussions and be introduced to a wide range of ideas on campus. And Williams seems to be a place where that's fostered. A spirit of free inquiry is key to all of the work that we do. But I also understand that folks on campuses and have a vested interest in what happens on those campuses and often have strong feelings about it. So it's really important to have the right processes and procedures in place for engaging in those conversations.
What about Williams interests you and excites you as someone who's about to lead the college?
Well, first and foremost, I'm excited by its commitment to a liberal arts education for undergraduates. Williams has such a strong array of resources that it can direct to that core mission of educational innovation and exploration. And so the students it attracts, the faculty it attracts, who are often highly engaged in their own field research endeavors and moving the needle forward on those areas. The student-to-faculty ratio, which is really tremendous on the campus in terms of giving students access to top-notch faculty, really state-of-the-art facilities in a number of areas, in the theater world and the libraries and the athletic facilities. I mean, it really, really on so many scores is the school you know, has everything to offer its students, and that allows the school to really invest in its core mission, which is education and a liberal arts training.
You're going to be the first female president of Williams College. How are you preparing to, you know, step into that role?
You know, it's very exciting to me. I am the daughter of a woman who was a tremendous role model in this area. She was the director of the Center for the American Woman in Politics at Rutgers University, and really a pioneer in the field of women in politics. She's currently the director of the Eagleton Institute of Politics at Rutgers. So I grew up with an understanding of the importance of women's participation and leadership in the world in which we live. And I'm proud to be somebody who will help move Williams into thinking about its leadership in that way as well.
What do you see as the major issues facing higher ed today?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, some of them we talk about consistently are, of course, the cost of education being a primary issue that this country has to struggle with. In addition, issues of increasingly diverse campuses, and how to make them as inclusive as possible given the global mix of class and ethnicity and race and all kinds of identifications that are brought to campus. And that is another issue that I think many of these campuses are dealing with. And then I think a third issue is really a certain questioning on the value of a liberal arts education and its importance. I'm obviously a tremendous proponent of the liberal arts and training students for the world that they're inheriting, but it's not necessarily a type of education that has been broadly endorsed in the wider society of late. And so those seem to me some of the key issues that are currently on the landscape.
How would you defend a liberal arts education in 2018?
For me, that what's really important about liberal arts are twofold. The first is that a liberal arts education introduces students to a series of competencies that they've been studying ever since their early childhood, such as writing and critical reading, problem solving, analyzing data, et cetera, research. But the college opportunity, the liberal arts opportunity, gives them a chance to really deepen those skills in a way that they've never had before, and in some ways won't have in quite the same way after they leave. And that's because you have this wonderful opportunity in the 4 years of a liberal arts education to study the breadth of human knowledge. That doesn't mean you cover the breadth of human knowledge, but you have the opportunity to dabble in or explore things you're curious and interested about. And while you're doing that, you're almost unconsciously deepening these other competencies, which are transferable skills and which take you out into the post-college environment, no matter what you do, prepared for a flexible job market and the really sort of explosive ways our professional worlds have evolved in a post-industrial landscape. And it really gives students an ability to be flexible and nimble for a wide variety of professional opportunities after they leave. It also, secondarily, I think, but no less importantly, is a profoundly important moment to introduce students into the power of learning, learning for learning's sake, and how to learn, sort of teaching future whatever they're going to go on to do, to be equipped with the tools they need to learn how to learn the things they don't know.
How do you see Williams College as a part of the broader Berkshire's landscape?
Well, it is a key player in that arena, in the arts world, in the educational infrastructure, obviously, in job opportunities for folks who live in the region, as a mover in the town and in the area, for other kinds of projects. So it is obviously an important historical site for the region as well, and an important community member, if I can say, of the wider Berkshire community.
So your tenure begins on July 1st, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So what is that first month or so going to look like when you actually get to the campus as president-elect?
Well, I'm going to be unpacking. That's going to spend some time just getting settled and to get to know the town and the office and the folks immediately on campus in the summer, which is still pretty active even when the school's not in session. But really what I hope to do is to get to know people, because going back to the question you asked me about my leadership style and collaboration, the first step is really to start building relationships, and I can only do that by really starting a process of getting to know the campus leadership, the faculty leadership, which is key, and ultimately the students as well, as we work together to take Williams into its next phase of development.
Outside of your professional capabilities, what are some things about Professor Mandel that you want people to know? What are some of your passions outside of the classroom?
Well, my family. I have a close-knit family to whom I'm quite attached, and likewise, friends and family are very important to me. I'm an avid walker and looking forward to being in the beauty of the Berkshires to take advantage of the numerous trails and opportunities for exploring the outdoors, you know, a big enjoyer of the arts as well. So the fact that there are so many museums and theaters and musical opportunities in the region is really a big draw for me.